Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with part three of the six-part series, Receiving the Holy Spirit, the Bible Way. The topic today we're dealing with is called To Wait or Not to Wait. An old teaching was to wait upon the Holy Spirit to come upon the person who was looking for the filling or the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And this was taken from the custom we find in Luke chapter 24, verse 49. Verse 49, and behold, this is Jesus speaking, by the way, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high. This scripture has been taken as that you must wait upon the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And some people wait for a long, long, long time because they just don't know how to receive the Holy Spirit simply. It's what's interesting in the scripture too. Jesus is saying, and behold, I am sending the promise of the Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high. Jesus is actually saying, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit, which is the promise of God, and you will be clothed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives you power from the kingdom of God through your life and into your life. In this scripture, we see it was necessary for the people to wait in Jerusalem because God's plan to outpour the Holy Spirit had to be given its beginning in Jerusalem. In other words, they had to wait for the outpouring or the initial outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem. That's why the scripture says wait, to be clothed from power on high. This is not meant to be a formula for receiving the Holy Spirit. They had to wait for the Holy Spirit to come. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, after that day came, they did not have to wait any more. In Acts chapter 2, you do not read in the Acts of the Apostles where anybody was ever instructed to wait, nor do we see anybody waiting to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We also do not have to wait to be filled with the Holy Spirit simply because we do not see the early church waiting. Receiving the Holy Spirit is a gift like salvation. We do not have to wait. We just simply have to receive by faith. People often try to get people filled in all sorts of different ways, but all we have to do is simply receive. Lay hands on people to receive the Holy Spirit. Do it in faith, for it is scriptural. The next topic is called Receive the Holy Spirit. Salvation is a gift. All we have to do is receive it by faith. Healing is also a gift. God already sees us healed. We just have to receive because it already belongs to us. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift. We just have to receive because it belongs to us. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He leads, he guides, and it is up to us to respond. God will not force the Holy Spirit on anybody. God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, his Spirit, and there's multiple reasons why. The power of God is manifested through in the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer or in the life of a person doing ministry. Again, I want to say that this formula that people have put into position of waiting upon the Holy Spirit is not correct anymore. On the day of Pentecost, when they were up in the upper room waiting in Jerusalem, that was correct. They were waiting for the initial first infilling of the Holy Spirit, but from that point onwards, we do not have to wait anymore. We just have to simply receive the Holy Spirit as we have received salvation. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. This scripture is actually saying that it's the Spirit of God that leads every born-again believer, whether they're a daughter of God or a son of God. The Holy Spirit is the one who leads the believer, and that's why it's also important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. There are many people that have been searching a long time to receive the Holy Spirit or waiting a long time to receive the Holy Spirit based on Luke chapter 24, verses 49. But all we have to do is read to them the scriptures and explain to them the Holy Spirit is a gift and it's available immediately. Then we lay hands upon them and say, in the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit. We don't ask God, please God, give them the Holy Spirit. We lay hands upon them and say, in the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit and help them to be open to receive the Holy Spirit. I hope today's teachings has cleared up that area of waiting for the Holy Spirit that is no longer necessary. We can receive the Holy Spirit anytime, anywhere around the world, and any person can receive once they're born again. Thank you for being with me today. The next topic coming up, or the next part, will be part 4, and we'll be dealing with the topic, the New Testament way. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.